I got a big ego. I'm such a big ego.
Let's hear a bit about the history of the one, the legendary one.
The history of just made university.
Yeah. Your life made no fucking
university. Oh, my life's too long.
When I started at 1986,
you know, it's time like a 10-hour podcast. Like, you know, my fucking life. I'm not interested. When I was first born, I actually made this damn thing called Google. But I got bored of it very quick. I just gave it to this guy.
Yeah. Absolutely. I hope everyone's laughing at one right now. He does computer science as a terrible mistake.
And that's pretty much the extent of my life. I'm all new on campus. Just drooping. Yeah. Just randomly. You might see me now and again in French, topless.
People have found you bound. With handcuffs, like, naked. That's one that's more than.
Can you just hold up and explain that story? We did not just say handcuffs.
Yes.
Okay, so basically.
This was very famous on
the
agenda.
It was a Wednesday, and as everyone knows, Wednesdays when all of the prospective people come around to look at the university.
Absolutely.
And they come up to our flat to take a tour. And what's going to happen is, I was going to be handcuffed and crap in my boxes inside one of the cupboards, and I was going to jump out when people came in.
Jesus Christ.
But they never turned up. So I was like, well, if they're not going to come to me, I'm going to go to bed. And that's what happened.
So you managed to. So you handcuffed.
Yeah.
Wearing nothing but boxes.
Yep.
And you went into the elevator. Went all the way down. Down the elevator, walked outside onto the parade where there's hundreds of people.
I didn't walk. I had my legs tied up to a coffin. So I hopped to the library,
Jesus Christ.
Logged into the computer, and then the security guard kicked me out.
Yeah.
He told me if I wasn't doing work in here, I needed to be wearing clothes.
Of course.
He wasn't concerned about my well being.
Yeah.
Or just that I was naked.
Which person captured this on camera?
I'm a favorite midget.
That's how we captured it.
Hannah Falcone. Can you put your lips closer to the mic?
Soundtrack.
Thank you. Not you. Hannah. Jesus Christ.
Well, I don't know if you see
it. You should put your lips near things, but I'll write that now.
Well, that's the same anyway. just like, in my pajama bottoms and trash. Just back up. Cash asked me why I wasn't wearing a shirt. I just told him that I fell down the stairs and I should have
been. But there was one more time before this that was orchestrated by us kids in computer science that everyone should know by now to pray for one week.
That one, it was raining. I think we did it at 1 o'clock. We were at the ground and I took my shirt off. I just stood there like that.
Can we explain to people how Pray for One originated? Like, what happened? What did you do to cause us to pray for you?
Basically, I'm really good at doing coursework.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
I only need like 2 days to do it. Except, I left it for like 1.5 days and then started it, which is where the problems came up. I also didn't know how to do half the coursework. And that's why Pray for One came up.
Yep.
I technically didn't need to pull an all-nighter the day before. I only did work until like 5 o'clock. And then it was perfect. I got like 70 A's on it.
But you kids out there who think you can do that.
No. For anyone who thinks they can do that, I promise you can't. Won't tell them the rest of your program in a short degrees.
Okay, the only other one we did was Mastermind, right?
Yeah.
Mastermind, I got 36. But to be fair, I actually did about 12 hours of work on that most. When it's supposed to be like 50 hours.
It's supposed to be 50, it's like 20, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I never played Mastermind before. I think I had to like play the game.
Yeah,
and then I had to play it.
Because I don't know if play Mastermind. Yeah, I didn't play it, then went out and build it.
The mark was like genuinely, I think he didn't read the code because it's like he was wondering why certain stuff didn't work. Like, I had options on the menu, but like they didn't do anything, it just exited the menu or it would crash. And also, when you did play the game, it marked it incorrectly. So, like, it would give you red, red, white, white, if they were, like, all supposed to be correct,
yeah,
and stuff like that. So, all in all, I think I did pretty good to get 36% on that one. And then, the next one, I haven't marked it yet. I looked at it yesterday, and everyone else looked really good, didn't I? And mine is not pretty good.
Yeah, everyone got their coursework, one master's semester, two back, and one still hasn't got it.
So clearly, it was just, like, so good that they're playing.
I think if you just look at the previous courseworks, that's probably not the case. I'm sorry. And this is why we'll probably have another pre for long for the third book piece of coursework.
Yeah, you helped me with this coursework, and I had really good commenting, which is what they do.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let me just take a sip of my vodka.
Oh, wait. Wait, say the whole name. Go.
I'm just going to take a delicious sip of my Vic Touch of Fruit, sugar-free, strawberry-flavored water. On special offer in fresh now.
Oh, 75 God. Only. Oh, 75p. That's so
lame.
One would love that joint. The water that's flavored around. And he's just complaining that tomorrow for the water, not her. She likes sparkling water. But like, oh, it's not natural. It's very flavored water.
It's pretty much natural. It's 99.8% mineral water.
You didn't look at the back to say it was 99.9.
He knew what the ingredients of all. It does have natural strawberry flavoring in it.
Listen, we're recording a podcast. And tomorrow here, the co-host, and she's on her phone, checking her tweets. Listen. What top of the phone? Yeah, we've got to look at the browser. I haven't done this for a while. Sorry, guys. Tom is in here, you know. He's pretending to be busy somewhere. It's okay. We love you, Tom. Yeah.
I'm now permanently replacing Tom.
Oh my God. That's incredible.
Great.
Fucking great. I'm sorry, Tom, but it's fucking warm, man. James Warren. Just a fucking young dog.
Just fucking James Warren. The real.
The real. James. I remember the first time I met Warren. No, not even me, actually. We're talking on the group chat, which we had. All of us freshers, like, the day results came out.
Yeah.
toxic group chat. We started it.
I don't know to build one.
Yeah. We started one of over 100 people. And one was there, and he was just saying the most inappropriate things, placing the most inappropriate memes. And I was like, this is a funny guy. Like, what is he going to look like? Is he actually like this in real life? And safe to say that he's a fucking weirdo in real life.
I think I just have an alternative lifestyle.
Alternative lifestyle.
Yeah. Not like the media share. An actual alternative lifestyle.
Can we just go through like some aspects of the lifestyle? Like
he's making half the time.
Okay, that's a
good one. Well, I think I do at uni really efficiently because I only really turn up to like one or two lectures a week.
That's true.
But let's be fair, then what was the issue?
This is also true.
Just not turn up to them, read the exercise on Google, and if I really feel I'm gonna be fine. I did okay in my exam class, so I said,
no one listen to, don't listen to money when it comes to anything in education. Well, go on, tell us how you did in your exam.
Always just wing it, wing the first time.
He's gonna set you up for failure. Don't look your head at me. What are you doing? Oh my god.
First one doesn't count unless he's in your placement. Which, like, admittedly I am, but, you know, let's just skip over half that, it doesn't really matter that much.
What, first, of course it does, you apply with your first year marks to your placements.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sure that'll excite someone who got, like, 36% of their course.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely.
I also failed by discrete maths, but,
yeah.
Let's be out of
it. Failed the first year of the matching exam. First semester matching exam. It's alright, he can redo it somehow, I believe it.
I haven't heard anything about the reset, though, so I'm kind of just scared.
You have to pass the whole, like, if you pass the whole module, you're alright, so this is
the... He failed the whole module.
The problem, I would have passed discrete maths if I did the coursework.
Yeah, you didn't do
the problem sheet.
No problem sheet. He literally, he just messaged us like in the middle of the exam week. He's like, you know the problem sheets we had that we had to deal with the semester? They just count towards the grade. And I was just like, this fucking idiot.
Like, it's only 25%.
Oh, yeah.
And I had like 36% for 38. So, I should have only done one of them. That would have been fine.
Yeah, you would have passed.
That's all that matters.
Well, you know what? Not going to listen to him. Guys, if you want to get a good job, you might want to get like a
second primary school I went to from my honor from year 9 onwards, there was a little voice school as well.
Well, if any of you guys know one, she could hear everything before you
get to me. Yeah,
no, he's quite
just for reference, does that mean?
So tell me, what was it like in going to a woods? Did you like know any girls? Did you have girls or friends?
Basically, that was a girl school all the way up the road.
Yeah.
There weren't any joint subjects until sixth form, and even then, not every subject was joint.
Yeah.
So, my classes just so happened to be the ones that girls were interested in.
Yep.
So, apparently, I was there, but I didn't have to do it.
Jesus.
They had other facilities for these subjects, let's just say. So, maths, computing. History and chemistry. Mm. There was one girl in computing with, as most computing girls go, they're just not on point. At all.
You know what? There's one or two good looking girls in computer science that you get more than that.
At least they're now a year one or two.
Yeah, I think it's like two.
At most.
Two. I want to know more about your life. Tell me about this private school life. What did you get up to? I know you played League of Legends. Were you playing League of Legends back then?
Yeah, I've been playing for like 4 years.
Right. Let's explain to people what League of Legends is.
It's like,
that's just boring. Like, you literally get hate from that game.
That's a lot of tragedy.
If you don't want to have all your spare time taken up, and you don't want AIDS, don't play. Wow.
That's just really frustrating.
That was the thing. That was the phone. It's too bad.
That wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
No, it wasn't me.
That's not me.
That was insane. Oh, yes, Wongy's birthday today. Your happy birthday, Wongy.
I'm not allowed to, brother.
What?
Am I allowed to pronounce the same
name?
Sounds, it's like when white people have like what's that, drunk or dreads? It just looks
stupid. White people should not have dreads.
Absolutely not.
Justin Bieber is like the worst offender of that.
Absolutely.
Like he had blonde hair and
dreads. I was like, yo, what is that?
That's not okay.
He looked homeless. He looked like he needed money from me.
I don't care if he was high on weed and street racing. He didn't need to go to trial for that. He should have gone to trial for that. That's just not okay.
It's unacceptable. Black people gonna like you for that now. Now that you said that one, black people like you now.
That's not cultural appropriation.
I mean,
bring
the action. How do you feel about cultural appropriation? Someone say the word. Say the word. Cultural. Cultural appropriation.
It means
when you take someone else's culture and you try and claim it as your own. Basically, there's been, if you don't.
I think if you like a culture, you can be part of it. And if you don't like a culture, you don't have to be part of it. But, like, just don't.
Was that a sentence?
Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
If you're white,
you can't work in an office.
If you're white, go to work.
When your clothes have kids.
Oh, like that. When your clothes have kids. Don't do drugs. The worst crime you can offend is speeding. And then you die at the right age of 89 or something like that. I don't know what the average life expectancy is anymore.
Oh my god. What is it? What is it for black people then?
Just listen to the cat's last music. Like, see if it's going to be well. Just do this before. Like, actually, if white people listen to that, you're like, you're the worst. You're actually not allowed to listen to that stuff. Stick to your Taylor Swift.
Take care for all of you, man.
Okay. binge drink, do drugs.
Oh, wait, what? That's
not a thing. Get rad in K-16.
What?
I don't want to do that.
You want to sit out a bit louder with your... That's what I'm saying with me, just your drink.
Don't hold me to that. I'll smoke me too. I think white people especially should stick in LA.
I don't think you stay in, but if you want to, you like something, you can take from it, which is give credit where the credit is due. Just, yeah. So, if you're fucking white and you want to, don't let that person look stupid.
Just if you're white, stupid. Like, you're still white.
Yeah. Yes.
You might like other cultures, but at the end of the day,
you can't claim as the fucking African tribes member headgear as yours, because it's not really, you can like it and wear it if you want to, but at the end of the day, it's not actually yours. So yeah, cultural appropriation.
So like the 50,000 people with their clothes outside, oh yeah, the Rastafarian.
Can you put your lips to the mic, please? Sorry.
It's like, oh yeah, the Rastafarian to be wearing dreadlocks, please. Like, is that your religion? Because that's the religious symbol that you should make. So why you could be offended someone's religion? As well as the shit.
I don't have a problem with people wearing dreads. I just have a problem with people looking stupid, and I'll make fun of them for looking stupid.
Yeah. I'm assuming you guys have seen that video then, where it's like that white grass, like the dreadlocks, and then a black girl stops them and like just won't let him leave.
Oh, no. I don't like people like that. They're going like this whole race with tyrants. Yeah.
Oh, it's my people's dreadlocks. Oh no, it means so much for us. Slavery.
Shut up. I don't want to hear it, mate. No. I don't want to hear it.
I feel like recently, but it's like, since the beginning of this year, last year, everyone's like finding something to be offended about.
Exactly. Don't get offended. It's important to not be offended.
That's the year I'm probably like offended by everything and anything. Like, you don't really tiptoe around people's feelings these days. Mm.
It's been like that for a long time.
Yeah, but now, so like, out there, like, everyone wants to be their separate group, I've included. You've got disabled Barbie dolls now, right?
Do what?
They've got disabled Barbie dolls.
If they don't get their dumbasses out, they've got disabled Barbie dolls. So if you want a disabled Barbie doll, buy a golden Barbie doll and break it. That's what you should want. Give it bandages and whatever you want.
Disabled dolls, they just have, like, a wheelchair accessory.
Yeah, it's a wheelchair accessory.
Make your own look like killing creatively.
14:49 AM.
That's good.
Thick of Barbie dolls.
Good.
Which is something funny, but like, everyone wants to be represented these days.
Yeah, not everyone wants to be represented.
It's like fat shaming. Is that really a thing?
I fat shame people all the time. No, it's not a bad thing.
Like, if you're fat, that's like unhealthy.
Listen, if you're fat, when I tell you you're fat and I tell you to go to the gym, I'm saving your life. Don't moan at me. Bake me a cake. Don't eat it yourself. Give it to me because I saved you. You're going to lose your foot if you continue to eat your chocolate bars and crisps. I'm saving you.
I think there's a thing where, when it comes to fat shaming, shaming someone in a nice way, but then there's having them on blast. And like, some people deal with it, but then there's like negative mental.
That's true. It's all the body acceptance part of it where people are like, is it okay to be morbidly obese? Like, well, actually, it's not. You're just going to kill yourself. Like,
what should be hit for fat?
Oh, apparently she's not for fat people.
What?
You want me? Bitch. No. You want Mike? What? Take it to the head, take it to your chest, firm it,
yourself a guy. Don't be a strong person, love.
If you do say that, that's not working out. Don't be a dick and
say yeah, that's exactly right. Don't do that.
Like that. They are trying to, you know.
Exactly, they're doing something.
And like, if you see some guy eating potato chips, well, you won't really see them eating potato chips in the house watching TV because it's in the house.
Yeah.
But, you know.
That's when you're fashion. If you see someone walking, you don't get your foul ass back downstairs, get out of the refrigerator, go run up the stairs up and down 10 times.
So if you're saying that, yeah, someone could be doing all of that, and you just catch them at the wrong moment, wouldn't it?
No, moment, if they didn't have that, those moments, they wouldn't be fat, would they?
Yeah, but what if they try?
I don't
care. If someone's losing weight, and you just see that they're fat, and you call them fat, and then they're actually actively losing weight.
Don't worry.
The wrong process.
Yeah, I'm not going to look at them and say, fat. Fat.
You don't know someone got a thyroid.
I'm just going to say, you're a big you, fam. You're a big girl. You're a big boy. You might need to bank some exercise still. I want to see you at the gym.
Yeah, if I just did a quick plug for it, yeah.
Plug for what?
Okay, so my dad's a surgeon.
Jeez.
He does weight loss surgery.
Jeez.
So, if you are one of these fat people and you want to do it the easy way, where someone just removes the fat out of you, go to Chris Wong.
Man, like Chris Wong.
Keyhole surgery. Just look up on Google, you'll find
it. Really?
Yeah. He'll let you up and just pay for surgery and you'll be a stingy person.
But if you still have the habits of a fat person, you're just going to get fat again. So you might want to bang exercise still. The most exercise one does is hit keys on his keyboard.
You've seen me run.
Have I?
Yeah.
Can you run?
To be counting, run.
Do you run like Naruto with your hand behind your back? Can you get them in the Naruto? It's a moment of my God.
You don't. You don't have to help. You can be
now. Okay, you must watch anime.
Oh, I actually have to stay in my lane. I've been watching anime.
Jeez, don't guess. What anime do you like?
Let's just stay out of time.
Okay,
but I don't know when I'm rewatching Full Metal Alchemist because that is some good shit right there. Well, I'm watching Gintama as well.
Yeah, it's some shit. Look at that. Full Metal Alchemist to me is a bit dead then. Attack on Titan is slightly impressive.
Oh yeah, I watched like the first 10 minutes of that.
You didn't watch it?
The dude's mom gets eaten. That's the point at which you just say no. I'm not watching like another 24 episodes of that.
Yeah, it's gruesome, bro. Absolutely, you know, I'm keeping up. Those are going to make the podcast so good.
Like, this edgy stuff is just too much for some people to handle. They will get offended because they just want to be offended.
Well, listen, if you're listening to this podcast and you are offended, well, you need to toughen up, my son. Or daughter. Or if you're older than, you know, you need to toughen up my youth. If you don't speak that word, you need to toughen up my youth. That's still something younger. If you're offended by this,
just don't.
Don't get offended. Don't listen. I'm going to get offended. People, if you get offended too easily, have a perfect example of this.
People get offended just by having a different opinion.
Yeah. Yes. It's like, we can have different opinions and still be fine. You don't have to be offended. It's perfectly okay. I don't like to sit around people that have the same opinions. That's boring. I want to be around someone who's going to say something that's different. I haven't thought of. It's interesting. Of course.
I'm going to
win.
How would they test these two?
Oh, alright, guys. school children in here, and two normal school. We went to Lamp Frank. If you don't know what large Lamp Frank school is, look that up. We had a TV show about us. We were like one of the best schools in the country. I love it though. The school is wonderful. We learn a lot. So what we're going to do, we have Hannah Falcone in here. Yeah. And we have with Dave Vaughan, you know, Dave Vaughan with the private school. They are both dating. Hannah was also a day boarder. Yeah, so.
Okay.
We're going to test you too, because you guys are both posh in our eyes, me to my eyes. What's like what type of slime, you know? Hannah's been around you a lot, so you have
to know she's not wishing to understand the feeling.
Should we just, you guys write a list of slime, and then we have to guess the one.
We're just going
to
say
it, and then we'll say that. We've got one for each, and we'll have a time.
Alright, so you have to say what it means. Alright, guys, are you ready? Alright, one. No, we're going to give them the same thing. We're going to give them the same word. All right,
she's just going to copy my arms.
No, she's not. She's
probably not going to
speak into the microphone, though.
Too short.
Okay. Use tomorrow's microphone. You're allowed to say something. Say something.
Okay.
Your lips on the
microphone.
On it. Obviously not on it, but close to it.
Okay.
There you go. All right. All right, you ready? The first.
Jeez, even me.
Your station.
a good dream over there. Yes. Come on, come on. Jesus Christ. Get shut up, boy. Don't let them have those
just because you've won the last 3 points doesn't mean you'll win.
Speaking to the microphone, don't look at him when you're speaking. We're speaking to the audience.
I want to see his face.
Don't do this.
I don't think you're right for him.
She has an unfair advantage. She's sitting next to tomorrow, so she can just see what she's doing. Just like that. I'm just going to play it. I'm just going to play 10 inches. So it's like, you're hiding it very well.
She's like, hey, that's tracks you over, guys. That's how you know she was going to win from the beginning.
This is great.
Everyone knows that.
Also, you know, like, the stereotypes of, like, Chinese being cheap and, like, just, like, it's only so
cheap. Well, Thai, because the less cheapest Thai people, like, have a scar, very cheap.
Can you help us? The majority of our listeners are probably black, and we need to learn how to save money, because we spend, like, no other race ever. So, tell us the ways we can save money.
Seven people.
Actual, what? One bag for seven people?
For 7 days.
In a black household, by the time you reach home, the bag would have been gone. Car journeys are hungry. You have seven people in your house?
There's eight people now. It used to be seven. But, my sister's got four.
So when she was three, she didn't care. But, is that China is well?
Yeah. Just like send them off to China to become Asianified, and then they send it back and start around now. So.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't fuck with China. I'm sorry. I didn't want to go there.
So that's the whole continent.
I didn't want to go there. I've
gone to every single country they just know.
Sad, yeah, because I just saw these dons in the middle of nowhere, big man thing of people walking around in the middle of nowhere, and I was like, where the fuck are they going? We've been driving for hours and not seen any civilization. So in my head, I was just like, I built up like whole scenarios of them. Like, I took it so far, like, yo, he's gonna go home, he's gonna build a hut with his bare hands, dig out the earth, you know, he's gonna go home to his disabled son. He needs to go back.
This is a full-fledged story.
And his wife's gonna leave him. She's gonna walk 1,000 miles to the next village. And I just got so sad because I was like, yo, it's like crazy out here.
Wait, that's the sad part. That you made up a hypothetical
story. And I got sad over that. Like, where were they going? I just was so confused.
Yeah, literally, like, it was just this man and his dudes.
Stopped walking was like they could just be walking forever. Like they could have started in like Syria and now they're in Morocco. Like
the game world, dude.
You might know their name, but you don't know their story.
I don't know their story. I was like, yo, I don't know why I made up that whole scenario in my head, but it was crazy. Just be driving all of a sudden your car just boom,
45 degrees
back down. Like, oh, and oh, we went to a wedding in Morocco now, and they just had so much food. No, so we get out, they park outside. They're like, the house is really like a block of like massive, it was a big ass house. And walk, we step out of the car, and the first thing we see was in the garage was this cow's head. Like, it looked like someone just took a sword and chopped this head off like 20 seconds before. And his tongue was just like hanging out of his mouth. Bare flies flying around it. And I look to my left and I just see a plate of chicken. Like, not chicken. I see like actual chickens stacked about 5 foot high. That's a lot of chickens, bro.
That's fresh.
Fresh, like fresh chickens.
Yeah.
Yeah. So someone.
acidic stomach acid they have out in Morocco, but because that, listen, my belly was doing horizontal, and I had to, listen, I tried going to the toilet now. Listen, it was a madness.
So it was a hole in the ground.
Yeah, it was a hole in the fucking ground. So I was like, yo, I need to bust a hand shit, man. My belly's running. So I was like, yo, the toilet is a hole. What's gonna happen? There's water in on the. How am I supposed to flush this? So then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna have to squat down. I'm gonna have to do this shit. I'm gonna have to try. So my thumb up, given the floor's already wet. So I'm wearing slippers. I'm on slippers now. And I'm trying to bust this doo-doo trying to. It's running out of me at this point because I don't know, the fucking Ebola bacteria in my stomach was kicking out of me. So I was like. So I was then doing the heaviest shit ever. And then it broke the hole in the ground. I was like,
you broke the hole in the ground.
I broke the hole in the fucking ground. So I was just there, like, given that this is a massive, they have their whole families, both families
are there.
It's
like 2 hours before the wedding ceremony.
So I'm out here just saying, yo, I was calling our big sister, and she was all like, yo. Hey, come here. Hey, Fatima, big man thing. That's serious. she came, she's like, oh, my. Blah, 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 blah. So babbling on in French. Don't know what she's saying. And then she spoke some English. And then she didn't even start. She just started laughing at me first. And then she started saying stuff. And then she went and got all the Moroccan aunties to come. And they were like,
that's one of the worst in
soon as you walk in, you're not worried about
your CV.
I'm going to be in anyway.
Muggle United Nations Society.
China's going to be worse. And public I've been told for other things that made China. Worker. Don't go to mainland China because,
it's the only society on campus in which you get an insight into
it. It's very shit. I think if you stick to Malaysia City,
all across Europe, meeting students from around the world.
Hong Kong, everyone speaks English. And as soon as you get lost somewhere, it already goes to fucking that. And it's clean. Hong Kong, you clean! That's where you go. And you got like the Kowloon, which is like old Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And then you got like Hong Kong and stuff. So like my grandmother's in Kowloon. So that isn't the cleanest area. Like, for scaffolding, they don't use metal poles, they use bamboo. Bamboo's pretty strong. But, you know, it's not the cleanest place. I still like it. I'm scared of the I'm not going to trip. My house can get your ass.
She starts talking to me, I just like
place for a light. She decided to hustle down this to her. She was like, what are you going to give me if I ask the 20p?
I was like, is it that deep you're going to rob?
This is the salad industry and offer 20p, right? And like, mommy, that you probably did. Then we probably give it 20p.
Exactly.
That's not the song that came up to me. Mom was like, oh, I need money for like a bus ticket. I was like, okay, I'll give this
money. Don't give them nothing. Don't give them shit.
I feel bad if I don't give them money.
No, I'm just up with thinking. There's better homeless people in the world. I'll be like, I'm kind of.
I'm sorry. I'm more forgiving than that. But when those people, like, on the train, I went on the train one time, and on all the seats there was like this little piece of paper, like printed, all of them exactly the same. And they left tissues on there, little tissues, like a pack of tissues around 20p. And I'm like, oh, please, I'll accept anything. I'm poor, I need this, I've got a kid on the way, I lost my left foot in some war that didn't make it happen in 1947. And I was like, managed to put tissues on every single seat in this whole carriage with printed out cards. Yeah, those cost money. And I can't afford to do that. They even want to give you money. You're scamming. They're trying to scam me. I'm not for it. One of them are all con artists, I'm telling you. Well, I'm sorry, man. This guy, and this, you know how normal like white people look in England. This dog was trying to beg us for money on the tram when he looked like a normal white person. And I said, "What? What? That's the richest homeless person I ever." He had brand new Converses on. His hair was dyed and spiked. I said, "What? He probably worth more than me. I'm not giving anything." And I couldn't take it. It's just insane. But Geneva's like,
Those are mine.
What size feet?
Wait, no, just
as you can.
I'm at full score.
Yes. Well, my trusty, Andy Dance. I've had it for like at least 4 years now.
Jesus Christ.
I don't even bother tying up the shoelaces anymore. I just mess it up.
Have you stayed the same shoe size for like 4 years?
Yeah. On size 6.
That's the sort of dead side storm that the wheels feel for size.
Yeah.
I'll
slow the feet.
Crap must be dead.
truth.
True.
Don't be like, oh yeah, she's really pretty. She's got nice anal. She's got a brown sheep. She's got nice webs between her fingers.
If they know this person, like, they will say that. If you see a random person on the street, they would be like, oh yeah, it's a bit crazy. Like, they don't give a shit. Jesus Christ.
It's thick. And it's like someone like
Thick.
Still, like, it's thick. And then
It's been before. Start to be polite to him, and people can be the biggest dumbasses. Like, they think that as the cashier, I can totally refund them shit. No, that's not how it works. I obviously can't refund you shit. Like, why would they let me do that? I could just, like, give people free stuff then.
You went anywhere else?
Distribution center.
Gee, you know what? No one cares about the name. You can guess the city by just putting two random words together, and that's the name of the whale city that we're talking about.
Yeah, that's like next to Bristol. It's on this side of the river.
What was it?
Yeah, it's England.
I don't know what the fuck it is. Even now, don't sound like anywhere in the description. Okay. Maybe it's even with.
Smacking stuff into cages to be sent off to the stores. And, like, half the time, you can get a decent pallet truck. Like, half of them were rape, like, just decent. And I'm not going to have some shit. It didn't work half the time. And so, the enemy has to change the batteries. And, like,
this guy's having a moment. He's having an episode. He's having a flashback.
This is terrible. And then, like, you're fucking time. Like, all the time. You've got, like, a performance thing. And, like, you're expected. At least 100%. Like, on your time goals, they at least want 100%. And then, like, some people get like 200%, so I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? What is that? What are you doing? And then you find out, like, people just get lazy because they have the shit. So they don't do things properly, so it like, becomes unsafe. And they're like, it's supposed to stack a new bit of space.
Yeah, people listening right now, and they're like, yes, more breach, because they're working the same jobs.
There was even an accident, someone stacked the cage to be top heavy and it like fell over on someone. And the worst thing is, because he tried to like stop the cage from falling on him, he was then deemed in control of the cage.
So
he couldn't, he didn't get any like, he didn't get any compensation for anything. So he's just like a cripple for the rest of his life. In doing the fucking minimum job that he probably hated. And then also, the main room was like 1 degree.
There's no black people there. They had to be Slovakian. Then nobody's wearing that temperature.
It was fucking rude because, like, you're pretty much like queuing up behind people in your pallet truck to, like, put stuff in. And if you're not going fast enough, they'd like give you dirty looks. I'm just like, Jesus Christ. I just thought it.
I'm only 16, 17, 18, I don't remember.
I was 18, this was just before I went to uni.
Oh yeah, almost.
at 6:50 or 6:60 now, but it's like an hour's worth of work just across the bridge every day. And it's like,
sorry.
Listen, I worked at a Japanese restaurant before.
Oh, God.
1 week. And, yeah, I worked at
the... How Japanese was it? The chef's, like, location?
The chef's... There was a white lady, and there was a Japanese guy. There were two Japanese. The main chef was Japanese, and the other chef, the normal head chef, was maybe Japanese as well. And all the way to Japanese. So, yeah, and it's just like, you're standing there waiting for someone to come in.
No,
it was like really Japanese. Like, you know how they make noodles, but then, like, when they made the noodles, like, to find all the, whatever the fuck they used to make out, they stand on the wall, and they do some, like, weird procedure to cut up, and I was like, it's crazy. But, yeah. I'm working there, and I'm just standing all the time, and you have to, you know how white people have, like, E6 on your balances, you need those shoes, you can't have Air Forces or any of that, because the bottom's too hard, you're standing all the time. And then it's like you're waiting. There's nothing, and then all of a sudden, the population of India decides to come into your store, and you have to service all their needs. It's like, well, you know what? Can they have laundry fixed straight up? It's actually stressful. And then
people go in to get dinner at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I didn't start working till like 6:30. I finished at like 12. I was in the middle. Get back home, everyone's all there partying and that. And then I'm just there walking home on my ones, like, to get a train.
And another party, nice guy.
I was just thinking, I was getting a train, I was thinking, no, fam, what is my life worth? I was just like, shaking my head. My back was in. Because I had went to the gym before, it was mad. I did get deep. They get to speak Japanese, but that's the reason why it was only 1 week of work, because I literally just spoke to
everyone. Well, it was supposed to be a full-time job, like, you know, 1 week, that's enough.
Oh, it was like only trial period or some shit like that. And then I was just too busy trying to speak Japanese, so everyone was like, fuck off, mate, fuck off. And I was like, come on, keep my money in bounce.
How much did you get paid on that out there?
£7. I got paid. Most of the time,
they got tipped as well.
Yeah, they split the tips. Yeah. They share out. But yeah, why that super dry as well? That was disgusting. And you have to stand all the time. Don't do it the way you have to stand. That just hurts. I'm telling you, if you're an athlete, don't do it. Folding clothes, you know. Listen,
I can't even fold my clothes.
Like, I couldn't fold clothes. They had to teach me how to use that all the time. I was folding my clothes
like that. So, like, can't be fold clothes.
No,
like the flip of the iron.
So I'm a beast when it comes to customer service. Listen, I'm just connecting everyone.
Yeah, that's
exactly. I'm a versatile person. Multifaceted in the industry. Do you want to see all my skills? Just go on my LinkedIn. Don't worry. Type that on Google. That shit. Because I said in the first shot of croissants. Super dry. It was mad because you fold all the clothes exactly how your manager wanted it. Maybe you wait for him to come back to see it. And this waste man called Eric is actually come and tip over. He didn't take the shirt from the top. He goes straight to the bottom and rips out the shirt at the bottom, makes everything fall over, and it's all fucked up. And you're like, what a waste, man. What a waste, man. Then he decides he doesn't want to buy it, so he just pulls it back on. Why'd he fuck up my pal?
I honestly don't.
There's a reason why this switch is on, like,
it's not going to be able to fold it back up.
Right?
Like, if I
paid to get the bus, they're annoying us.
Your station.
That's like so shit. It's like you go all of your life up to like the age of 18 without having to use a flipping up to 17 on the day of your 18th birthday, you're fucked because you know you now have to pay.
How expensive is public transport?
How much is it? Just take one.
It's 128 for us. Train can be like £12.
It can be disgusting for
like trains you like underground.
Actual train, so if you want to go from like East Croydon to like London Victoria, that's actually alright. Was it like £6? Maybe. Almost a car, don't know how much. Yeah. And then if you but usually you don't just you need to get a bus to get there first. That's what I'm talking about. £6. Then you're not gonna your destination isn't gonna be at London Victoria, so you're gonna have to take another bus. Or underground. It's kind of a 2, 3, 4 hours. It's not it just adds up. Tomorrow west of the Lime Tree. They hear you now. They're with us. Anyone in the west of the Lime Tree is
shout out. I just like walked into it. I didn't even have a pocket to either. It was the first time they opened. The year I came. And they were just looking for me. But we had
like
big
walking.
Yeah, literally. It was like, can I have a job? They just sit down and talk to you to see if you're alright.
Like, make sure you don't murder
someone. Yeah, not let one have their job. Absolutely.
They said they, so they just let us all have jobs, and it was just kind of like,
I'll pray to cooking. Like a cook, like a dish.
Does one cook? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Make me some champion, please.
I'll do that shit for free.
To make a champion, I'm making this. It's going to be so long to edit. Jesus Christ. Bye, Kobe. Yeah, we had to go out of our house. No, on our massive 43 and 4K 3D television. You know what? I don't want to tell anyone where I live because now I'm gonna get robbed. For fuck's sake. No, me and Adam have to get the paper. That's where it is. That's my housemate. So I've got a nice TV. We've got very nice speakers. You know, we look. You do what I mean.
Some shady shit on the side. Not looking people for one bag. Give me your lunch money.
I'm up 500 people for £1.
Yeah. She goes round to the primary school every day. Don't do that. You get put on a list for that shit.
Yeah. You sound like you speak from experience, do you? I feel like one would be just outside, right, waiting for someone to come out of the primary school, like, hey, have you seen an anime? Oh my god. Oh, shit. Did he get hit? I mean, did he call for punishment? Was with you? I mean, did your parents beat you when you were a kid? You know how much pain?
A little bit.
What's a little bit? Explain.
If you're real bad, like, if you're just like, sad, this guy's a pretty bad boy, obviously.
Changes the whole personality that you hit them that much, then that's when it goes too far.
Like,
Ascension.
Search random playlist on YouTube or Spotify and just play it.
Mm. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. We'll run out of time. You know what? We're going to be
one thing I've told you about my voice to listen to is Red Hot Chili Peppers. That's the only thing.
Okay, well, you just said, I'm just going to agree with that. You said the same. I don't remember anything, I just wanted to say how that sounds a bit stupid. You sound like a culinary dish. So, but yeah. Alright, we're out of time, you know. Listen, we've been here for a while. It's gonna be a long one, you know. But we don't have a sound because we're here.
Maybe we just thank you.
Thank you for listening. A legendary woman in the building.
Thank you very much.
You know, it was
we're gonna do an after project.
We hope we can get him back soon.
See you. This is the day the James Bond graced the studio. As for me, this is Sunday.
And I was going to leave on that deep shit. That was incredible. It was the egotist. It was my rage.
James Bond.
Yes. That's us.